Guru Maharaj, did Lord Nisringadev have some connection here in Navadvip?
Who?
Lord Nisringha, Narasingha.
Nisringadev.
Huh. He had some connection with Navadvip at Nisringapoli?
As we call it. In Navadvip, different representations of theism. They are absorbed by Navadvip thought. Just as in the capital, so many in Delhi, Bengal, Madras, Bihar, all the have their representation there, in the capital. Provincial authority must have some representation in the central. So Navadvip is the highest conception of theism. So here, naturally, the representation of all other theistic conception should be represented in some form or other. Devi Shimantini is there, Jagannath is there, Narasimhadev is there, so many in this way. The Shiva is there, Devi, there are so many places. They should represent themselves to pay honor to the highest conception of theism. They think it necessary. They must have some representation. It shows how it is adjusted with the full-fledged theism, different conceptions of theism. They are posted in some parts with the full Vishishtadvaita. Not exclusive all, but including, all inclusive. They are also of eternal type, but only the difference in degree of intensity, of theism. Bhakti Vinod Thakur could conceive when he was putting up in Godrima. He marked that every day, all in the morning, one flow of wind goes through his front towards Yoga Beach, birthplace of Mahaprabhu. Every early morning. What's the matter? Then he began to search most earnestly and to detect in a prayerful mood. He wanted to survey what's the matter. Then one day he found that in the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, when the arati in the morning, Mangala arati, Narasimhadev goes there every day to attend. From that Narasimhadev, Narasimhadev himself, he every day attends that Mangala arati of Mahaprabhu. all personal representation. It all comes as personality. The degree, intensity in the degree of conscious personality. More attraction. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.